Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello out there, and welcome to Spirit Therapy. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am calling in from the very brisk, very cold New York City. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling what I'm feeling, even down in Florida. I know it's a little chilly for you guys, too. So we're all in this together. It's all about togetherness. And today we're going to be talking about keeping it moving during this time that has not been easy. So we will talk about that. Hope it's sounding good out there. Hello to everyone in the chat room listening in. Welcome. So nice to see you all. So a little bit of news. We're going to get a new microphone, hallelujah, next week. And we're moving over to the smarter, sassier computer. So we'll see how that goes. Very excited about that. And this is the last week for our 20-minute free reading special. So if you still are interested in doing so, you have until the 31st to send me a private message via Facebook at our page, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam you. You're not going on any kind of list. It's really just the easiest way to communicate. And I'd like to see what we can do for you, helping the world. That's what we're all doing, aren't we, in our own way. So let's talk about where we're at here in this three-month January. Doesn't it feel like it's been January forever? And I saw somebody posted, well, January always feels like the longest month to me. I was like, wow, I guess I never thought of it that way, but it just seems like amazing. But since last year, I know we were all talking about and sometimes complaining about that the time was going too fast, that everything, you know, before we knew it, it was August, and then November, oh, 2014, boom. So it sounds like we're going through some balance, some, you know, the seesaw's got to go one way and then the other. So that's good. At least we're not racing towards some finish line constantly. But maybe that's why we feel the way we are right now, which is basically a whole lot of, I don't know about you guys, but that's what I've been feeling. And just about everyone I know around me has kind of had this, with the energy. If you could see my face, it's a little dumb snarl, kind of, So if that's what's happening, then that's what's happening. We got to move with the flow, even if there is no flow. But I think that's what it is. It's this new energy. We're not sure how to do it, how to process it. A lot of spiritual, grounded people talking about that 2012, okay, was the end of something, but 2013 was really just getting moving in the right direction, and things are really starting now. So you can imagine we'd be a little dumb, little not quite up to what the cosmos are doing, and that's the point. It's not like we're slow. It's not like we're losing, failing the class. We're actually, I think, doing quite well, and it would serve us to remember that we are doing quite well. Not an easy game. So, but that's why it's so fun. So, yeah. So we're going to talk about balance. We're going to talk about trust. And we're going to talk about the astrology of what's happening, because more and more these days, astrology is really helping us out to at least have a roadmap. At least we know what's going on, the moving parts around us that obviously we can't see, but I feel like we can see them. I wonder if you do too. The visual of the cosmos is easier and easier. Maybe also because we're tuning into it more, if you are. So we've got planetary stuff going on. We've got cosmic stuff. We've got the sun's magnetic field shifting, happens every 11 years. And a lot of people have been talking about our sleep cycles are a little wacky, or to use Gwen's word, wackadoodle. It is. We want to stay up all night and sleep all day, and we think, well, what are we doing here? How is this really going to work out? I mean, are we all going to become bartenders? What's going on? And I think that also is part of our drain, that we're asking ourselves a lot of questions. Why don't I feel up to doing this? Why don't I feel 100%? Am I going to do this all year? I started these resolutions in the beginning of the year. And what am I doing? What am I doing? Am I going to do the same thing I did last year? A lot of questions. And questions can be draining. But right now, it is all about asking ourselves a lot of questions. So ask the ones that do something for you and just go, no thank you, no comment to the questions that are some annoying reporter in your head going, excuse me, pardon me. Yeah, keep it moving. No comment. So let's talk about what's happening here. Right now, we are in Aquarius, and we also have the new moon coming on Thursday, the 30th, which is also in Aquarius, and we're coming out of Capricorn, and Capricorn is going to continue to be around us in some capacity, hardcore capacity, for about 500 and something days. So that Capricorn energy, the grounded, wanting security, but also the fish moving forward, transformation, that's a general energy. And now we're coming into Aquarius, which is known as the water bearer, but it's also an air sign. So we have it showers the world with thoughts and new ideas. Kind of sounds like the energy that's happening right now. Gia's sending me sweating icons, worried and then winks. Yeah, that's basically what's happening. So, and I always think of Aquarians as if aliens were going to come in on any sign, aliens, Aquarius would be the place to come in because they always seem to have this memo. They got the memo before the others, and they're just sharing it, man. They're like, listen, I got the memo. This is what we're doing. And people are like, what? And you're like, well, if you didn't get the memo, I don't know what to tell you, but this is, you know, this is cutting edge stuff. This is where we're going. So they're progressive. It's visionary. Aquarians love to spend time thinking about how to do things better. And for those of us that are in the cold, a lot of time for thought. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. A lot of time for thought thinking because we can't run around and we don't feel like going out because it's too cold. So, yeah, thinking. But it's good. It's good as long as you don't overdo it. Aquarians enjoy engaging people and ideas, and so that's why they usually have a lot of friends. And they're all about making the world a better place through collaboration. And they don't really like it when people are disagreeers or naysayers. So, you know, Aquarians, they keep it moving. And sometimes it's seen as cold and not caring, but that's not really what it's about. They're just moving forward. So we can see what this energy is here. I see that we have a caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air.
Is that you?
Ah, nice. Hello, Gwen.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Yeah, good. Good. Right in the energy where you can find it. I feel like I'm in a 1910 car.
Well, I think that's going around, really.
Yeah, I think so. So do you want to hang out for a minute? You want to jump in here? Should I go through the astrology and keep it moving?
I'll just hang out and wait for you to get to
your bit. Nice. Awesome. Yeah, Gwen is going to help us with how to work with keeping it moving oils. Gwen is our blender of daughtersofisis.com, and she's my go-to person and also my co-host and the leader of the network. And oh, wow, your resume is quite long, Gwen.
That's what you get, a long resume when you're huffy.
It's great. So awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So here we are with this Aquarius feeling, and I think of Aquarians as zappy, sort of kinetic, very also in tunes with electronic things. So again, if we have this, we have a new moon in Aquarius, we're in the sign of Aquarius, we're in the age of Aquarius, while we're also goats on a mountain with the Capricorn. So here's a nice balancing act. Seems like everything I've said already in the last 10 minutes is about thinking, but not thinking too much. Going with the energy and being able to know what to do when you don't know how to go through the energy. So, and then in the Pele report, oh, one other thing with the Aquarians, it's also about confidence. Aquarians like things to be on their own terms and within their own comfort level, which I think we're all really working on right now, is how can I do this so that I'm the most comfortable, so that I enjoy every moment in every moment as much as possible. Because anyone who's paying attention, it sounds like we're all having a lot of the same journey, that the little bit of happiness we get, we never want to go back, not one step. And if we start to falter away from, we would say we want more of this happiness, more of this happening. And then when we go back, we go, oh. So I think it's that, it's again, that balance of finding what makes me happy and knowing what to do when something is not making me happy. And knowing that that's also an important time is the we have that moment of disequilibrium before we're learning something new. So we have to, it's growth, and to learn how to be okay with that. While, in the meantime, we have, and this is from the Pele report, we have Uranus in Aries saying, break free from the establishment, from what you thought, what your parents taught you, from your security, from your past, from what makes you feel safe. Just go, just do it, just take risks, let's go. So I just get this boat feeling back and forth. How do you feel with that, Gwen? Are these things ringing true in your experience?
Well, yeah. It does. Basically, though, for the last couple of weeks, I've been working on just trying to be whole for myself because I caught that awful bug that was going around. I think a lot of people have been clearing. Whenever we get sick, we're clearing. And I think a lot of people have been clearing. And it's knocking folks for a loop because it's something that it's almost as if, well, if you're not going to get it this time, we're going to take a pause and we're going to try it again. And it's like it comes back around. And that sucks. You know, it really, but I've been working at it from the end of using oils and flower essences, especially flower essences right now. A lot of rescue remedy.
Mm-hmm. And what's the vibration of rescue remedy? Why does it work?
Well, it addresses panic and crisis. That's mm-hmm. what it's created for, panic and crisis. But it also instills calm, even when you're just going through nervousness or when you're very ill. It's also something that boosts the immune system, and it tells your consciousness, it helps to provoke your thought towards positive recovery.
Nice.
So it's a really fine application, but that's just one sort of coverall to everything. You should always have Rescue Remedy around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps. But with the effects of what's going on coming through all of this, especially the imbalances that are happening to trigger or act as catalysts for change right now, especially astrologically. The sun is not behaving quite as astrophysicists are expecting, or solar astronomers are sort of puzzled as to why it has not been
shifting over.
Shifting
over the magnetic field.
It's not doing it. The sunspot cycles are a lot less than were expected, and that in itself is some form of catalyst. And people are you know the solar astronomers are basically puzzled by that. There's a lot of shift and change going on. Tom Escher's Pele report, Kai Patch's Pele report, is really, really a fine tool to use. His guidance is good. You have to filter it hard, but you know, for each individual.
Right. Yeah. And
balance is important.
What'd you say?
Balance is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I'll continue on with what he was saying, that how we see ourselves and how we're seen by others is also very much a Capricorn trait. So while we're taking these risks and we're looking to do something new and we're redefining ourselves, it makes sense that we may worry about how it looks, how we look to other people, and who am I? But I think that's a great thing. That's a great breaking through into finding more who you truly are and letting in your divine nature. When you're allowing these things, when you're seeing yourself start to change and to trust, okay, guess what? Looks like I'm telling myself I'm more like this. And to trust in that and to move forward with that. And sure, it's gonna feel a little strange because you're shedding skin. It's like a snake, like any reptile shedding skin. It looks a little funky donkey for a little while. You know, you got peeling bits and and new bits. So to be okay with that, and that's also a blessing of these winter months. You know, we can go into construction mode, but I think if we can make the best out of our construction mode when we're not worried about why we're not in action mode and why we're not seeing all kinds of things show up. I mean, the thing that I said for the blurb of when you're in New York and you're flying over to Phoenix, do you freak out when you're flying over Kansas because you're not in Phoenix yet? No. So this middle time, being okay with this middle time and having it work with your vibration, working on your vibration so that when you do manifest, you can manifest the best possible version because you came up to meet it. So
if I could say, I looked up new flower essences and oils to work with the different indication and issues at this time, and like feelings of insignificance, and a lot of people are going a victimhood is a cultural or racial prejudice, bias, and experiencing sexual discrimination and suffering the negative effects of favoritism, low self-esteem. This is happening in the workplace. It's like a corporate commonplace thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound?
Yeah, well, it goes with the whole, you know, this breaking free from the past. A lot of times we, you know, it's like running into ourselves in a dark alley and getting our ass kicked, you know, and also running into the world in a dark alley and getting our ass kicked, you know, really seeing the truth and seeing what's happening. So we have to move through those stages of,
right,
of death, you know. We get angry, we get frustrated, we get sad, we get lethargic. But however, we need to work our way towards acceptance and the letting go of the fear. You know, like, what are these discriminations really doing to me? What are they teaching me? They have to be teaching me something. So
when people are, you know, a lot of people have to remain at their corporate job or working a job, perhaps they would, you know, that they're dealing with all of these different, I mean, it's a lot of it going on right now because everything's so heightened. And you can combat these indications by working with Flower Essence. Queen Anne's Lace, Flower Essence, will address those issues, the feelings of insignificance or victim of cultural or bias or racial prejudice, experiencing sexual discrimination or the favoritism shown in a corporate setting, which it will lead to a lower self-esteem at the workplace. If you work with Queen Anne's Lace Flower Essence, which you can find, you know, at Whole Foods or any place that carries, any health food store that carries Flower Essence, Bach Remedies, the Flower Essence Society, you'll find the lace flower and the effects that it brings. This is what it turns your consciousness towards, is the knowledge of your own inner worth under these conditions, bringing that knowledge forth and enhancing your ability to express your own unique talents and being good with that, and promoting a more healthy self-esteem. Also helps you to understand your value in the role you play at the office or within your job, and it gives you a clearer, more open place to really intuit whether or not this is a healthy situation for you. And as I said, a lot of people, you know, they have a job they have to keep and they have to get right with it. Queen Anne's Lace will help to work on the issues that come up and remedy them by resolving them within.
Wow, that is wonderful. That is really, because that's the next thing that Tom was talking about, is it's about my intuition, my feelings, my heart, and starting to trust that intuition and learning how to deal with it, like you said, while you're in some sort of old or what has been for a while place, but to start to trust that. And like we talked about on the consciousness shift last Thursday, about the heart chakra, and that even the global consciousness is about moving from a base security up into the heart chakra. How do I feel? What's my intuition? What is this? What is anything telling me on my internal emotional guidance system? I mean, that's what,
yeah,
Abraham is all about, right? Starting to use our greatest tool, which is our emotional guidance system, and piggybacking that, that's to me what spirit therapy is all about. How do we get to those? It's by asking ourselves the right questions and being our own therapist, our own best friend, our own nurse, our own everything, being everything. So these are,
yeah,
the tools, right?
Yeah. And
yeah, go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah. Chris is saying in the chat room that the Queen Anne's Lace is an abortive facet. basically, Queen Anne's lace, and as a flower essence, it works on these indications, the feelings that I spoke about before. And what it positively promotes, opens up, and allows is the bringing of knowledge to your own inner worth, to your consciousness, into the surface. And it enhances your ability to express your own unique talents. And of course, I just read that line out of my book, but the point is that it really works. And if you complement your flower essences, then if you're in the workplace, you can take a Kleenex or you can put it on your clothes, but essential oils are wonderful tools to help us because they're immediate, they act without any kind of, they go right past your conscious thoughts. You can't stop your response. And this is what's wonderful about subtle tools like flower essences and the aromatics of essential oils. And a wonderful complement that to it would be the very green, very awakening scent of thyme. And I would suggest a red thyme instead of a white thyme. And it's a non-toxic, a non-irritating essential oil. And as far as supporting you with an aromacological effect, it creates a feeling of release, thyme does. It's a releaser and at the same time calmness. It dissolves all feelings of heaviness and restriction. So it's a really great complement to working with something like Queen Anne's lace. You have that as the subtle or unseen helper that's working from your light body in and into your conscious awareness to bring up the better qualities of dealing with the problem workplace and whatnot. And then you have time air that will eventually trigger you and give you that peace and calm. You know, it's like breathing easy the time and dissolving the feelings that you might have of heaviness or restriction. And it allows you to, like I said, just breathe easy and breathe into the situation.
Wow. Amazing. Because I'm going to play later an Abraham recording. It's pretty short, about 4 minutes. You only have to tell the universe once, it's called. And it's all about that. And that's what they're talking about is the fourth step is the allowing. And I add on that the trusting, of course, because how do you allow that? Well, you have to trust what you haven't seen yet. And for those of you that don't know, the first step is ask. The second step is it is given, so it's not your job. The third step is receiving, and then it's allowing, right? It's the letting it come in, and allowing is this sort of fourth addendum kind of thing, helps to without the expectation. That's a big thing, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But what you're talking about also is, putting everything more into a vibrational term, and that is, I love that about the sense that they do. They go walk right past your guards like ninjas. Nobody sees them coming.
Yeah, they absolutely do, and companioning flower essences with essential oils. It's a real key to healing and awakening right now to what is really surrounding us, which is the opportunity for evolution on a personal or a unique scale, but also providing all of what is needed right now to help us as, a human consciousness on the planet to usher in a new era or to put the gates open so that those who follow us will have the opportunity to do so,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all about connecting with our source, with source energy, with our divine nature, with our divine self, with everything that is unseen around us helping us. And Abraham talked a lot about when we feel disconnected or we feel some sort of disease or sickness, that it's about a disconnection from our source energy. But I think those, you know, we can feel all kinds of ways about it, but those journeys off-roading, I call it, are very important. And we can make so much progress in those times when we're feeling disconnected, because that's when our alarm system goes off and, you know, something's going not right. And we're like, oh, what is that? How do I turn this alarm off? What's going on? What's going on? And so we're pushing ourselves towards focusing on our source energy, letting our bigger self, our energetic source, into our bodies to relieve what's happening here. So again, we know instinctually it's about relaxing into it. And I'm going to talk about a few things you can do to relax into a higher vibration with yourself, and also to heal, you know, coax yourself back onto the alignment. We're always looking for alignment and then realignment and then aligning again. So, yeah. So, go ahead. Anything to add, Gwen?
I think I agree.
Cool. So when the source within us is feeling something different than we are, that's when things feel off. And that's, I think, exactly what's happening now. We can make this time easier or more difficult for ourselves by knowing that. And it's only because we're thinking something that our source is not thinking. And when we think about our source, our higher self, our divine self, it's always love. It's always unconditional. It's our God source. And our inner source is never thinking badly about us, and it won't agree with us, you know, thinking about a lost love or some sort of body organ failing or our own unworthiness. It's never going to line up with us, and that's when we feel this discord. So it's about the vibrational harmony with looking towards feeling what our source is feeling and thinking what our source is feeling about us, which is always worthiness and that we are valued and just our vibration, that it's always love. So,
and your show tonight, you told me that one of the main themes is all about moving on, keeping it moving and such. And I went and I looked this up because I knew there was one flower essence that really spoke to that. And there is. It's called the bottle brush. And it's not really readily found out there, but I have it. I use it in my formulas. You'll probably find it at Desert Alchemy, bottle brush, flower essence. But the indications for use with it is when you can't move on and you're resistant to change, or you're trying to break out of old bad habits, or you're overwhelmed by some major life changes and phases, or even if you're very ill and you're approaching death. These are the indications that the bottle brush flower essence works on and what its effects with you are, how it works with your consciousness, is in enabling you to move on, to brush away the past, to go with whatever the necessary flow is, and it enhances your ability to cope. It brings on a calmness and a serenity, a folding in, if you will, to what the conditions of the moment are, and to keep the motion going. So that's bottle brush, and I know for sure that you can get it from Daughters, or you can get it because you have to call me, but you can also find it online straight up from Desert Alchemy flower essences too, and it's a wonderful remedy.
Wow, that's great, because that's again what it's all about. It's really very helpful information. I just want to point out to all our listeners in the chat room, feel free to call in if you would like to join the discussion or you have any kind of question. The call-in number is 213-816-0357, or type in the chat room, as Dina does, and let us know what's going on with you. So finding a way to align with our inner being, but the only way to align with that is to feel better so that you can align with your inner being, because your inner being is never going to come down to meet you. You have to come up to meet it. So here's a few ways that I wrote down that are helpful, I find very helpful. And because it's all about, we have to find a way to distract ourselves. And what do I mean by that? It's like in a Zen rock garden kind of way. I mean, the point of the rock garden is to be doing something physically that's somewhat manual or doesn't require a lot of thought or doesn't necessarily, there's no right way to do it. You're just physically doing something. And then you can become very aware of what your vibration is and what's happening within you. You can just sort of listen. And then when you see the thoughts, you know, we all know positive and negative thoughts. So to look at the vibration and to see what we can do to think something else. Again, every time we do this, it's helping us, it's showing the machine, which is your brain, how we would like it to work and how to get to a better vibration. So, you know, if you have the space, you could do a Zen rock garden, literally, or music, listening to music and doing whatever you need to do, or just actually, for once, just sitting and listening to some music. How about that? How about just listening to some sort of melody? And, of course, classical music is a wonderful, you know, is one of the highest vibrations out there. So if you haven't listened to some classical music lately, it's a good thing for the diet, for the soul. And then reading, but reading without having to, it's taking me forever, or I have to read 20 pages. If I only read 3 pages and it took me an hour, well, I'm not doing it right. You know, how about reading, and if you get through 3 pages and allow your brain to think whatever it thinks, like reading also can be a vibration, and you can see all about looking at yourself, right, through these actions. And then obviously some good movies, some good TV, something that's what is seeing what your brain does while you're visually stimulated, where are your thoughts going. So it's kind of like creating a classroom for yourself. And also, if you think about it, like if you were stuck on a desert island, like what would you do? What if it wasn't about, I have to make my fortune tomorrow, and what am I doing? I have to be productive. I always have to be productive and significant. What did I do that was significant today? I mean, that's a lot of pressure. And of course, I understand, you know, we want to move forward. We want to keep it moving. So our ego and lots of parts of ourselves are asking ourselves a lot of questions. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing? We don't see it. What are we doing? And that's okay. And that's, again, where the balance comes in. Our ego is just doing its job, just trying to tell us what's going on, pointing out everything. There's a car. There's a truck. It's orange. It's a tree. You know, I mean, that's what it does. But you know, sometimes you go, no thank you, reporter. Like I said, no comment, because I'm keeping it moving. And then the last one is painting. And painting or drawing or anything like this, especially if you're not artistically inclined, I think it's a wonderful thing to do because then there's no pressure. You don't think it's going to be anything. You're like, well, I'm painting a picture, but I mean, we'll see what happens. But that's great because then you can just move around and just put some lines, some colors on a page and whatever you have, well, look at that. That's beautiful. You didn't have that a minute ago. And it's some sort of expression. And I love doing it because I can't paint, you know, if you want me to make something that looks like something, it's not going to look like that something. But it'll be something. And so I really enjoy it because my brain, it's amazing, the quiet, because I'm thinking so hard on, oh, what's next, just sort of feeling it out. And it's not really hard. It's more just very focused on, where am I going to put the pen next? And maybe a little yellow. And that's creating a vibration of relaxation, of being in the moment, of allowing what's happening, of not worrying, which we all know never really helps, ever. So that's my list there. What do you think of that, Gwen?
I think it's a really good list. I think it's an excellent list. There are excellent suggestions, too, especially the different expressions, you know, the different demonstrative expressions. They're all great exercises.
Thanks. Yeah. It's about making these mundane tasks more interesting also. It becomes a meditation. So now everything has more meaning and is more significant. I've been listening a lot to Alan Watts lately. It's amazing how these different teachers follow me around. Sometimes they're musicians, you know, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Jack White, these people follow me around. And then the spiritual teachers, Shar Abraham and now Alan Watts, and he talks a lot about that, about, you know, the significance and the meaning that we give to things, that we're all waiting for these big things to happen, and then we'll be happy. But that's not life. I think that's why a lot of actors can get lost in drugs, sex, and alcohol. They're looking to feel that feeling of being on stage constantly. But that's not what it is. So they're looking to have that thrill ride all the time. But when we can make the mundane more meaningful and more interesting, and what's more meaningful than looking at ourselves and being able to understand what's going on with us, and without pressure and without expectation, I think that's where a lot of the anger and frustration comes in, which, you know, I was feeling it last week. Was it last week? Maybe it was the week before. No, yeah, week before. The 16th, we had that full moon in Cancer. And boy, I mean, that really, it smacked me around. I was angry, and I mean, I haven't felt that level of anger for a long time, but it really made me look at, you know, when that happens, you're telling yourself something, and you won't give up until you come up with a satisfactory answer that anger goes, okay, I'll put down my gun now. Otherwise, dude is just standing there pointing the barrel down your face. So, but again, a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, we're always looking out for ourselves. We're always taking care of ourselves, and we won't let it go until we've fixed it. But to know, all right, we can't fix everything in this moment. So if I relax into it, maybe I can get a little more clarity. Maybe I can settle into it and see what I'm really trying to tell myself here. Why do I feel ants in my pants? Well, I feel like all these things need to be happening right now. Well, maybe you're just tuning into an exciting vibration that's coming in from the cosmos, and maybe something exciting is happening. So have it be more about excitement than anxiety. I find that with myself a lot. It's very interesting to differentiate what I'm telling myself between excitement and anxious right now. It's like, okay, you know, because a lot of it has to do with trust. Once again, trust, faith, that I know that I'm putting my intentions in. I know I'm focused. Even when I'm not focused, I'm actually helping my focus when I'm not focusing so much. I think it may be time for me to play the Abraham, unless you have anything to add there.
Oh, no, I think you're quite right. I think one of our largest, especially for us folks walking the spiritual path, as they say, one of the big things is faith and trust. Yeah, because really there's without it, more and more I begin to realize that without it, and it's just faith and trust in myself and in reality that I view the world my own reality. If you're not good with that, you're going to have problems anyways. And from time to time, I also wanted to say that I really like the little diagram you posted on Facebook about tonight's show, your plan and reality. Because I think that's so absolutely true, especially right now.
Yes, I know. When I saw that, I was like, yes. That is exactly what's happening. You're like, oh, look at this. Oh, there's that. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I think it's important for us all to realize that, A, we're not alone. B, if it's happening to you, it's happening to a lot of us. And C, it's just part of it. It's just part of it. I mean, if we were in the middle of July and we were feeling like this, you know, unless we were in some sort of monsoon weather and it's been raining for 3 weeks, you know, we'd have to really look at, you know, what's going on here. But that's not the time. And so to use the time and know that this time, that this too shall pass. So you might as well do the best you can do with this time and have the trust that these things are coming. Why have the trust? Because that helps. It helps immensely because it's getting your vibration in the place that allows what you want to come. I mean,
right.
It's not just trust.
Lack of fear.
It feels better. Right. Right.
Lack of fear. And developing a stronger relationship with your guides or guardian angels, whatever you know.
Right. Because when you're not freaking out, you can hear yourself, you can hear your higher self, and you can hear your guides. And, you know, it all can sound like yourself. I mean, you know, I sometimes as a scientist, I want to differentiate, you know, who's talking. Is it me? Is it my higher self? Is it my guides? And I realize at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It's all the same thing.
You know what, too? These are two words that I've learned from Asa. Don't panic.
Right. Why? Because it doesn't help. It's actually doing what you're afraid of happening. You know, that's what it's doing.
Yeah,
it's
you're just filling your fear. Yeah.
Right. So, and one distinction I'll make is to, you know, to relax into, oh, well, I want to make myself feel better right now. Okay. But to just feel better without expectation of what it's going to get you. Because, again, now you're just doing it because you know that it's the vibration. So, all right, I'm going to do this for 4 days, and then everything will be fixed. So where's my stuff? You know, and that's not how it works. And you'll get frustrated. And I think that's what happens. I mean, I've gone through that. I still go through that. I think that's natural. You know, we're like, all right, here, we know we can put this vibration out, we get something back. It's the law of the universe. So we're putting this vibration out 4 days. That should be long enough. It's the universe that can create whatever in the second. So what am I doing wrong? Am I doing something wrong? What do I have to do? And remember, we're human beings, not human doings. So I'm going to go into... You only have to tell the universe once.
Okay, so on that note, too, job came through. Oh, I've been watching you. I'm interested in your work, yada, yada, yada. I need a price tag with it. Am I supposed to ask the universe for a price tag, or I make that assumption? It's doing a show, and I just put, I want X amount of money for it. Do I need to do that, or do I, it's the show I wanted? Well, I mean, I still need to put food on the table. I still need to pay rent. Well, you get to define what you want. You get to define how you want it to be. We're not saying to you, just say to the universe, I'm in bliss, bring me whatever you think I'm needing or wanting. You get to assign it. But the thing that we want to really explain in a way that you can hear it is that you've been doing that. When you don't have enough money, when you don't have enough money to put food on the table and pay rent, you put that into your vortex. In other words, your vortex knows what you want because you've been putting it there incrementally as you've been living life, you see. You don't have to every moment get out your long list of things that you're asking for or demanding from the universe. It's all carefully organized. It's all carefully tended to, and every single piece of it is there for you. And that's the thing that we would like to elicit from you, is some trust in these things, that first, your life has caused you to ask specifically, and the vortex is full of those specifics. And next, everything that you want is making its way to you in the speed, or with the only limiting factor being the resistance that you find along the way. So if you can not now worry about what you've been asking for, because you've asked for it, it's done. It's sort of like when you know that Monday is the day that the garbage truck comes, and everybody in the family knows that, you shouldn't have to make a big deal out of this being the day that the garbage truck comes. Somebody ought to take the can to the curb. In other words, it's just something that is understood. And like that relative to the vortex, everything that you've asked for, you don't have to keep asking and asking and asking and asking, because the vortex you think needs constant reminding that it's Monday, take the can to the curb. The vortex knows. You don't have to keep reiterating it. And when you do, you often do it with an attitude of lack or concern that it's not going to be done. So the very request that you're restating is you shooting yourself in the vibrational foot because you're worried about it rather than in alignment with it, you see. So if we can convince you that everything and every fine is in the vortex, and that the universe is tending to it, and that your singular work is to just chill out and allow it to be. If you would put your undivided attention upon the creation of this art that is so pleasing to you, that's the thing, that one of the reasons that it is very satisfying to us to visit with artists, musicians who are also business people, because if we could convince them that the same alignment that was necessary for them to create their masterpiece is what's necessary for them to create the masterpiece called their business. In other words, you know that you can't be in a horrible, no good, terrible, very bad mood and make anything wonderful come out of you, whether it's lyrical or musical or artistic. You just can't. You got to be tuned in. You got to be, even the athlete, especially the athletes know that they got to be in the zone. You can't be all bound up in something that's bothering you and be intuitive and aware of what you're doing, you see. And your business is just another form of creation. It's not separate. It's exactly the same requirement in order for the masterpiece of the business to come about. And you can't sweat the small stuff and all small stuff. You can't nitpick over things that don't matter, and none of it matters. Just let the only thing that matters be your joy, you see. Someone is writing a book or has written a book and they want to know, how can I get this book published? I've taken it here and here and here and here and here and nobody will take it. What should I do? And we say, write another book. We say, why would I write another book? I've already got a book. We say, because when you write a book, you have to be in vibrational sync with all of that pure energy in order for the book to flow through you. And when you're in sync, the book that you've already written will find a home, you say. It's like that.
Yeah. There, hello, Bashar. He just poked his head in there. So, yeah, that's brand new Abraham. And I really enjoy about the artist. It's true. I mean, making any kind of music or any kind of performance, if you're worried about all kinds of things, that channel, that frequency is just not available to you. And it can be really frustrating if that's what you are wanting to do for money. You know, that can be a lot of pressure. So really, it makes being right with yourself and not staying off of the vibration of worry as often as possible paramount to anything else. It's like it should be your greatest number one job focus ever right now? What did you think of it, Gwen?
Oh, it's like Abraham. I listened to Abraham this morning to get me back on the railroad tracks.
Always a good idea.
You have to surround yourself with, it's good to have distractions and to read good books or watch, as you were saying, watching a movie or your TV shows or whatever, but you can't get, not to express, to breathe you and have positive reinforcing information and flow around you. The teachers are so accessible now at an instant online, and that's wonderful. We should be taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Library of Alexandria and beyond at our fingertips, and it's really, that's another thing, actually, that should go on the list, is, explore the internet and explore things that maybe you always wanted to learn about. I mean, I went on I always say, I'm a child of Carl Jung, because that's who I really gravitated towards when I was studying psychology in college. And so I thought, do I still believe that? Let me see what this guy is really talking about from a different perspective from my mind now. And, and for the record, I still very much agree with what he's talking about, especially his individuation, which is all about marrying the science and the spirituality together.
Yes.
The science of your body, your physical reality, your ego, of who you are now, what you call yourself, what you're going to do in this lifetime, with your higher self, your higher soul, and everything that you've already been and operating on many levels and cylinders. So yeah, you can learn all kinds of things, like ancient poetry from BCE, like these dudes from way back, and drunk monks talking about what happened when he fell off the horse because he was trying to be young. I mean, it's great. So yeah, and it can take you to other worlds, and whatever you're learning about will tell you a lot about also who you are, because what you're interested in, you're interested in it because it reminds you of yourself, and it's telling you something about yourself. You're learning. So I wanted to touch on just two other things in our last few minutes. And also for our listeners, remember to check out daughtersofisis.com. Gwen the Blender, as you can see, is more than happy to talk to you and guide you through her extensive inventory. And it's one of my favorite tools right now. She just sent me the Flying Dragon Mister, as well as the Walking Lion, Inner Gratitude, and the two together are actually pretty interesting. I really like the two together, and they're also standalones, but I got to test it in all different kinds of ways. But I'm really enjoying
You should
them.
Mention that those are part of the Living Yoga collection. They were developed to help people with their yoga practice. But they're also, because they're aromacological, they have their wonderful inner emotional support and sustenance, too.
Yeah, definitely. The Flying Dragon feels very much helpful in third dimension and fourth dimension, being in this reality and allowing in the next one. And so it's got this nice duality to it, the Flying Dragon. And the Walking Lion is exactly what you would think it is. It's a walking lion. You're just like, okay, it's all good, man. I got this. Let's just keep it moving. It's actually the perfect thing for keeping it moving is the Walking Lion. So check that out for sure. So two things I wanted to touch on that seems very on the pulse in these moments is sexual urges and this feeling of either loneliness, horniness, and these types of things. I was talking with a friend of mine, lives in Brooklyn and hangs out with a lot of guys, and he was saying that a lot of guys are having this, you know, they're looking for the woman, and they're having these feelings, and they're very horny. And so we had a whole discussion about it, and the bottom line looks like the men are feeling a lot of this emotional sensitivity, waking up to their female side and wanting to nest and wanting to love something, take care of something, to sort of fix that and around that heart chakra. And so they're feeling a lot of things. They're, you know, we can come up with all kinds of reasons. I'm too old. I'm never going to find the woman of my dreams, or nobody's going to love me, or what am I doing? What kind of a catch am I? What's my resume? You know, again, if these are the questions you're asking yourself, well, then that's you running into yourself in a dark alley, and you got to, you know, do what you got to do. So, that horniness, that sexual energy is also a creative, you know, we're all feeling a lot of this energy, and it can go, you know, down that road and down that pipe just as easily as any other. So, this idea of loneliness, am I never going to be with someone, you know, you never know who's around the corner. You can't plan those things. So if you're alone right now, it's the best time to take care of yourself and figure out what's going on with you so that you can be on a higher vibrational match for what you're looking to manifest if you're looking for a partner. The flip side also with the women, I see the women are having some aggressiveness about it. You know, the women are, well, I'll just make it happen and he'll just have to figure it out. And so it's a very interesting balance, this male and female energy, you know, which is new to both of us. I think, you know, male, female, female, male. We're like, okay, here's the other side. Actually, I just watched today Marin, which is on Netflix. It's a short comedy Marc Maron does. And he was talking about, you know I have a little girl inside of me, and I know I'm not the alpha male. I may act like it sometimes, but I have a little girl inside of me, and, you know, she seems to have an eating disorder, because it's funny that you made earlier. And, you know, she's asking for all kinds of things. So that's also another balance we're going through. I just wanted to point that out, and the loneliness is again with the vibration. Whatever we can do to enjoy our alone time and go to the school of us. You know, what am I doing alone? I'm going to the University of Me. I'm taking 5 classes. It's like a full-time job. I have all this homework. You know, that's a great thing. That's a really great thing. And I've said this to some of my clients, and I'll say it again. If you haven't gotten into something by 2009, really you should wait until after 2012, because you're going to be a whole different person. And again, you never know what's around the corner. And wherever you're at with your development is what you're going to be a vibrational match to. So be happy with your days alone, because you may wish for them when you do get someone. And what was the other point? Happy with the days alone. And also no expectations. Having, you know, again, same thing. Not going, I'm just going to be, because that's going to attract the mate that I want. So let's do that. Or, you know, she has to look like this. Or he's got to be like, you know. Whatever we can do to relax into that will also make this time much more pleasing. So, and unless you had anything to add, I was going to move on to the other side, which is the lazy days feeling. No?
Oh, no.
We're good? Okay.
I'm good.
Actually, what kind of oils would you suggest for, you know, dealing with either an underactive or overactive sexuality, or and also a aloneness feeling?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is a very pungent one, black pepper.
Ooh.
And that's because it dissolves. Because when you're frustrated that way, you get into a state of spiritual exhaustion. And black pepper actually dissolves that feeling. It helps to wash it away. It breaks through self-doubt, because that's where some of that will come from.
Mm.
And I'd also suggest working with the scent of rose. Rose can open the heart center towards the inner self, you know, and find, allow you to anchor your healing within. And when our positive in, that's the thing outside. I'm making...
Yeah, definitely. You were breaking up a little bit at the tail end, just the last sentence, with the rose.
And rose is the scent of love, and love begins with the self. And rose brings you there. The scent of the rose will bring you there.
Mm, that's in the swan essence that you gave me, right?
Yes, the swan animal medicine is basically rose attar and rose otto. With Kejaput, and what it does is it opens the heart to the self.
Wow, nice. Yes, I've been working with that. I'm almost finished it. I mean, I really went hard on it. It was very helpful during this time, especially as a woman who's who's become more and more in touch with the male side, to be able to balance the two. That was very, very helpful. Yeah, wow. Nice. And then the loneliness, what would you suggest?
For loneliness, I would work with the scent of, well, sweetgrass, always.
Mm.
For loneliness, I would work with, I don't mean to be staying within the florals here, but I would work with and of jasmine, the king of the scents, because jasmine has a way of putting a fragrant blanket around you of goodness and kindness. It's a scent that it can be on one hand very exotic or erotic, and on the other hand it's very soothing and calming. And tells you that, you know, you can move past things. It's a recovery scent too.
Hmm. So that's the scent that the was, you said, well, who was it, Cleopatra or the pharaohs or used when they traveled down the Nile?
Cleopatra would announce herself to her people by, she had her sails just saturated in jasmine oil.
Mm.
They knew when Cleopatra was arriving, believe me.
Wow, interesting.
So,
yeah,
in,
just grounding in,
you know,
oneself.
Imagine, you know, it's like if you've noticed there, you know, certain women, I can remember my mother getting dressed for a formal over at the club type of thing, and she was all dressed up. I could smell her coming because I could smell her perfume. And then she backed perfume up. I mean, she'd come down and look lovely, you know?
Mm.
And so presence of anything is announced by the scent coming before, and it does make a, it does prepare you. You follow what I mean?
Yeah, because so, also it's like if you feel good about yourself and you're attracted to yourself, which it sounds like the scent of jasmine does, you know, you feel just, you know, well, I am solo, I'm flying solo, I'm not alone, right? It's a more...
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. I couldn't have said it better. Yeah, you got it right there.
Nice. That's so cool. I like this, matching the scents with, you know, when I have this, what do I work with? Well, this. So, and then the lazy days, you know, I've been feeling it. And you know, I know that you've been having some stomach flu business. I have a few other friends and clients that are going through the same thing. I haven't had the physical like that, but the lazy days and the, like, I really can't focus and don't feel any inspiration towards focusing right now. I would rather just be. And sometimes it's so strong. It's a lot to fight against. And I know, you know, I know I'm not the only one here. And it goes along with the season and all of this, but, you know, and what we were talking about earlier with the heavy energy. But my suggestion with that, the only thing that helps me is to just, here comes Babylon. I don't know if you can hear the alarm. the only thing that helps me is to just go, okay, I'm not going to fight this. If that's what we want to do today, then we are going to enjoy the laziest of the lazy, and that seems to help. When I allow myself to just be lazy and to just do what I seem to be asking myself to do, if I really do it and don't worry about being lazy, the next day I have more energy. Like, I'm more okay, you know, like I'm satisfied. It's like satisfying a craving. So that's one suggestion I'll give there. You know, when you're lazy or low energy or, you know, having some sort of physical sit down and shut up going on, well, then how about you just sit down and shut up and go, thank you. Thank you for this sit down and shut up time, which does bring me into the last point that I have, which is gratitude. That inner gratitude.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget that. It keeps ringing in my head. Zion went to the monks and they were talking and he was asking about, you know, what happens, what do I do or what's going on when I'm asking for things and they're not here yet. And yet, you know, I feel very aligned. I'm doing all the practices. And they said, gratitude. Are you doing enough gratitude? Are you giving thanks for what you do have? Are you in the vibration of gratitude? And why does the vibration of gratitude work so well? Because it's a place of happy receiving. How much higher of a vibration do you want to be? You know, happy receiving, happy for receiving, happy, thankful, thankful, thankful. So, you know, I think a lot about, obviously, these things in spirit therapy. And why? I always want to know why, and I would imagine that you listeners also do. It's because it works, because these are tools to get us to the vibration that brings manifestation and allows the creators that we really are to create. That's it. That's it. So any ideas on, you know, how about something for allowing, like allowing what is happening to happen? Because that is the fourth step. That's that new step. And I see that that's a really new territory for us to trust what we've built, that it's coming, and allow to create the space for it to manifest, unfold. Where would you go with that, Gwen?
I would suggest, again, working with a flower essence, the homeopathy, the vibrational remedy. And I would immediately, for allowing, I'd go to daisy. When you're off balance or you're bewildered or you're distracted or you're fighting or you're out of control or overwhelmed, calming down, seeing the calmness, and allowing. Daisy is a really, really good tip. It ensures a grounded and centered place to come from. It helps to ground and center you. It helps you to feel protected and secure in what you're doing and the actions you're taking. And it encourages you to maintain or to stick with your own plan. So I think it's a wonderful remedy to have to allow.
Interesting. Is daisy a weed?
As a floral, as a botanical species, it can be, but basically it's a flower.
Because I like that.
And there's many different kinds. There's a black-eyed Susan. There's just many, many kinds of varieties. And the Gerber daisies. The Gerber daisies, I would put along the line of flower essence made from a Gerber daisy would be all about awakening the brightness within yourself.
Interesting, because I like the tenacity of the weed, you know, like growing up from inside the pavement, just pushing through, like, I will be, you know, I mean, that's some great, huh? I remember you told that story about the city remedy flower weed.
It's part of my turtle medicine, which is an urban remedy. Whenever you're feeling dislocated in the city and you can't feel nature around you, and you feel just so far from nature, or if you're afraid of nature. A lot of people don't understand nature. I've been waking up to that more and more, how many people out there are so anchored in pavement and, you know, their backdoor gardens and they're afraid of nature. They're afraid of the wild. And that's a shame. That's such a shame.
Well, yeah, just the fear of the unknown, right? And just, oh, what is that? But I think that's also good. That's us running into ourselves. And, you know, it's all about getting in touch with the nature. I mean, there's no reason to be afraid of it. This is the planet that we were born into, so it's part of us. So, you know, to understand the fears. I mean, we can have fears about all kinds of things. We're very creative that way. So, you know, I mean, whatever the thing is, then let's work with that, you know. And right now, for a lot of us, it's security. And, you know, if you're a city dweller, you're not going to feel secure in a completely different environment. I think that's really what it is. Same thing as, you know, with money and with love and security in my heart, security in my home and the world, all these, you know, it can push on all kinds of things. So
yeah, you really can. It's true.
Nice. Yeah. Well, all right. I think that's really great. I think the final message here is to relax into ourselves as much as possible. And to do that, we have to tell the ego things that it's going to accept that things are happening. And the ego does listen to trust. If you say, well, I'm trusting, and you're really feeling it, the ego does back down and goes, okay. You know, may ask again in a day or 2 days or a week or whatever, but it does soothe it. So however we can soothe ourselves into a higher vibration, into some trust, into our intuition, into making every moment meaningful by looking at ourselves and learning about ourselves so that, you know, to become master anything, you got to spend time with it. What is it? 15,000 hours or something, and you're master of whatever you've been looking at. So why not become a master of yourself? And then everything else will be so much easier. So that's my final thought. Anything to add, Gwen?
No, I think that's absolutely great. I don't know if it's showing up on your end, but on my end on the phone, it's like all broken up, and I fear I'm not getting through very well.
What, am I breaking up, or you think you are?
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you on the phone, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, you
not
never
on the
know.
Radio. I'm sure on the radio you're clear as a bell.
Cool. Well, that's good. Yeah, I can't wait for the new microphone. Very much looking forward to next week and the sounding. So awesome. Thank you so much for joining me again, and everyone in the chat room. Thank you, Gia, for chiming in and all of your energy. I wish you a wonderful week and relaxation and happiness and allowing. And I will play us out with a song that really makes me happy these days. It's Fiona Apple, Extraordinary Machine. And so I hope you have it. Peace and love. Thanks again, Glenn. And we'll see you next week.
Welcome.
Peace and love, spirits.